Time to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Paul.
I hate watching a game where I have a rooting interest in a team, and let's say the kicker is had a great day, and the announcers talk about what a great kicker this guy is. He never misses. This is a really important field goal, and he comes up and he misses.
I feel like it always happens that way, doesn't it?
It's a jinx. The pitcher always gets jinxed by the announcers. And last week, you and I were talking about how strong and resilient the stock market is.
Yes.
We jinxed that, didn't we?
Let's hope that's not what happened.
Well, yeah, no, it's still strong and resilient.
I feel like that's it. I mean, what a difference a week makes.
Rough week, hasn't it?
It has been. And, a week ago, you're out there looking at the St. Clair River, and the weather's nice. And
yeah, that's
today
a good
I wake
point.
Up, and there's frost on the car, and there's frost on the pumpkin, as they say. And
everything has changed.
Everything's changed in a week. So, yeah, we chatted last Tuesday about how resilient the market had been. And then Wednesday and Thursday last week, we had two major down days in the market. So traditionally, you and I don't talk tons about the market, but 2 weeks in a row, here we are. But
yeah.
Last week, we were talking about the resiliency of the market, and I think it still is resilient, but we did definitely have some technical difficulties last week. So we had a bit of a pullback. I think down month to date, we're down about 5%, and just in that week, we were down about 7%. But, that kind of stuff is normal, and I think it's sometimes easy to get swept up in the emotion of it. But I think I read a statistic yesterday, since World War II, we've had 54 pullbacks of between 5 and 10%, because in the world of the market, I'm doing air quotes on the radio. I don't know what I'm doing, but in the world of the market, a 10% drop is a correction.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Until we get to a 10% drop, we don't really have anything happen but a pullback. And those drops of 5 to 10% are very common. I think it's something since World War II, 54 times we've had that happen. So on average, every 16 or 18 months, we have one of these pullbacks.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that happens quite often, and we just had to, roll with the punches, so to speak.
And if you really look at, what went on last week, I guess it's not a big surprise, because there are some reasons why this happened.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some reasons. One of the things we've had is that the tech stocks have kind of been the darlings of the market so far. We've seen a lot of growth in those aggressive growth areas, the FANG stocks, the Facebooks, the FANG stocks, the Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Alphabet, which is Google. We've seen a lot of those high flyers, really carrying the market, and they had a bit of a pullback. So the energy stocks also had a pullback. So when we look at the elevated valuations for the tech stocks, and then we got lower oil prices pushing some prices down on the energy stocks, that's kind of what we're seeing. And then we had a big jump in interest rates. So you put all those things together, and you've got the recipe for a pullback in the market.
Absolutely. And we're just at the beginning of earnings season, too, so there's going to be a lot of earnings news coming out in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's a major time for earnings. It just started this week, and for the next couple of weeks, we're going to have lots of earnings coming to market. And one of the things we're hopeful is we're going to see, more robust earnings than expected. And that's the kind of thing that kind of settle the markets down and that kind of thing. So something in the neighborhood of 70% of the S&P 1500 index, which that includes the mid caps and the small caps, will be producing earnings calls this week and releasing earnings in the next couple of weeks. So that's the kind of thing that can kind of give us some good news, give us a shot of adrenaline, if you will, for the market. And I think, if some of those calls go the way we think they will, I think that maybe that can settle things down.
Of course, this has been the year of the tariffs, too. There's been a lot of talk about tariffs. What impact is that having?
Well, the tariffs, they're somewhat like a tax on growth. We're seeing higher prices. We're seeing, and it's really having an effect on the whole global economy. So, the tariffs are going back and forth between the U.S. and China, but those are two of the most powerful economies in the world. So we're seeing other parts of the world basically going to the U.S. and China saying, we really need you guys to work this thing out because it's slowing down growth globally. It's not just affecting the two of you. It's affecting everyone. So that's one of those things I think eventually we need to really see some clarity around before I think we can really start to see the market take that next leap. So I think that's something that's definitely weighing on the market. So when it comes to the interest rate hikes, we've seen that, and it was a big jump in interest rates. One of the things that we talk about is that the market doesn't deal well with the unexpected. We know that the interest rates, the hikes were coming. The Fed has told us that. But there was a severe jump in interest rates. And when we have those big time swings, that usually sets the market at, puts it at unease a little bit. And I think that's when we start to see some of these big time movements, because we're just not ready for the big jumps. We're looking for more of a gradual swing.
Right. And so that's why you got to be ready today for tomorrow. You got to, make sure that you're investing the right way so that, when the market has one of these corrections, that you don't feel too big of a hit.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we talk about a lot, too. You don't want to be too swept up in what's happening at the moment we always have to give have the big picture in mind. We want to make sure that we're looking at our long-term goals, our long-term objectives, and making sure that our portfolio is set up for that. So is it something that we should be concerned about? I think anytime we see these types of movements, I think there's always some room for some concern. But at the end of the day, the fundamentals haven't changed. The economy is still on very strong footing. Everything is looking, overall, we're having a very good picture. So it's, I think if you have your overall goals in mind, you have your long-term objectives in mind, we're investing for the long term, it's always a good time to take a look at what you've got going. But I don't know if there's any reason for any major changes, any drastic changes in the portfolio. But it never hurts to take a look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. And not necessarily on an hour-by-hour basis, because that'll just drive you nuts. That's why you meet with your clients, periodically, once, twice a year, right?
Yeah, I think it's important that you know that you as a client and you as a person who has a portfolio is worried about your portfolio. But it's always good to know that you have somebody else that's helping you and that's also concerned about it and has a vested interest in your success. So you want to make sure there's somebody else out there that has a second set of eyes on it that can kind of give you some guidance as far as what are some moves that you could be making. Should you be making some major changes? Should you just kind of be tweaking things a little bit? Should you just kind of be leaving things as status quo because you've already done the right thing? So I think it's always good to have a second set of eyes that can kind of give you some guidance. I don't think that's ever a bad idea.
Right. And so if somebody wants that second set of eyes to be yours, they can contact you at your office downtown, right?
Yeah. The office is right downtown Port Huron at 527 Huron Avenue. Phone number is 810-987-5370. And actually, if you go to the WPHM website, we have a link there. So
that's right. Yeah.
You'll see my smiling face right underneath the ticker symbol on the WPHM website. And you can click on that, and it'll automatically redirect you to my personal website. So that's always another option.
All right. Fantastic. Dave, always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Paul.